I want to talk about the neighborhood.
Well, let's talk about the neighborhood.
So here we are. We've made it to Bloomingdale.
So here's the John, of course, is an amateur historian. I love history. I'm very much interested in race, class, culture issues. So to me, living in this neighborhood is like a dream. I was on a panel discussion talking about gentrification issues, and some people were asking me, like, what would be like your dream neighborhood? And I said, well, quite honestly, I'm living in my dream neighborhood. One of the things that I love the most about this community is understanding its history. For me, there was this sense that John and I had this opportunity to be a part of the way the neighborhood was going to evolve for the next 10, 15 years. And we articulated it just like that. That in the same way that every generation of people in this community had kind of put their stamp on it, that now it was changing in this particular area where this was this, you know, interracial couple where one from South Carolina, one from New York were coming into this place and gonna change it even more. Now here is the place where you kind of realize that, you know, you have to kind of put yourself in the right perspective, because we're thinking we're going to be this little hip kind of couple and moving on this block, and we realize, no, we're not the first interracial couple, we're the third interracial couple on this block. And no, people here are quite progressive, and there's this mixture of black old guard families and young white couples, and not only do they get along, but they consider themselves neighbors and they watch out for each other. And so there is this gentleman, Mr. Kearney, who is, you know, in his 70s or 80s, you know, and his next door neighbors are two white gay couple, and they look out for each other. And as the years go by, this couple is looking out for Mr. Kearney even more than Mr. Kearney probably looked out for them when they moved in. And this was all the richness of this neighborhood, and I felt very grateful to be a part of it.
This is a great block. I mean, although I want to temper that with, I never meet anybody who doesn't love their neighborhood in this city. So, you know, oh, I live in the best neighborhood. Well, everybody says that. It's true. I mean, wherever I go. But nevertheless, this is a wonderful block because it is a rich, rich place. We have, you know, families, D.C. native families who have been in their houses for multiple generations. We have college students living on the block, Howard students living here in the neighborhood. We have yoga instructors living on the block. We have the guy who is the renowned national expert, I don't know if that's the quite word, in Peeps. You know, little yellow chick Peeps things that you do for Easter, the little marshmallow Peeps. He lives on this block and he does Peep creations, and you know it. And again, young families, we have gay couples, interracial couples. It's just it is a melange that is so rich, and it's what makes this block and this block, this whole area, I mean Bloomingdale, LaDroit, and much of the city, I mean, this is where there's so much richness going on. And so
The fact that Lorraine Miller, who is the first African-American clerk of the House, lives on Adams Street.
She's one of my constituents.
And my husband represents her as his commissioner. I love the fact that there are all these great artists here and congressional staffers and things like that.
Half of the art in this room comes from the neighborhood.
And I also love the fact that there is just this great, you know, blue collar, like I said, just regular down home kind of Washington D.C. Mm-hmm. You know, black diaspora here too, and I think to me that is what makes my neighborhood the best neighborhood in the city.